Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. So this is more about Spare, Prince Harry's book, which ought to be entitled Spoilt. And I managed to get through a bit more of it now, maybe give you a full review in perhaps a week's time. It's over 400 pages long, but unlike Prince Harry, I have a job, so can't be spending all my time on this sort of thing. Anyway, so the book, it really is atrocious in many ways. The content of it, not the writing, is actually very engagingly written, quite sparse. It's got pace, highly emotive, obviously not written by him. But in some ways, it's also accurate, as it shows him to be the liar, hypocrite, imbecile and traitor that he really is. So he has monetized backstabbing in this trash-a-thon, constantly bad-mouthing his family. So it really is nauseating. So you need a strong stomach to get through this, I can tell you. And although he and his wife denounced Trumpism, and I'm with him on that one, in some ways they are a bit Trumpian, the way that they think they can have alternative facts. I think it was in an interview recently he said that, you know, my memory is just as true as objective facts. No, it's not. He doesn't recognize the fallibility of memory. I misremember things sometimes. I mean, everybody in the world's made a mistake, except Harry, of course. His retention must be perfect. He's never made a moral mistake. You know, like most people, I've sometimes done the wrong thing. I've behaved unethically, and I apologize. I recognize, actually, I'm in the wrong, and I'm the one to blame. I did something wrong, not somebody else. I can't be deflecting blame and say it's somebody else's fault. And that's another thing. I'll come on to this accountability issue. It's always everybody else's fault if Harry does something wrong. No. He never has to take responsibility. And that's just the infantilism which pervades his entire book, or narrative, perhaps he would call it. And he's cashing in on his mother's death, writing about his reaction to it. That's a major selling point about how that's wounded him. And if he doesn't want to cash in, fine. Why don't you donate the money to charity? You have made tens of millions of pounds over the past couple of years from so-called work, from feeling sorry for yourself. So this book, it really is the depths of self-obsession. His egomania is just jaw-dropping. And he's shown himself to be a total ingrate. He has no appreciation for the immense, almost unimaginable privilege into which he was born. Now, most families have had quarrels, but if Joe Bloggs writes a book about his family rows, it's not going to sell millions of copies. It's because he's royal that he gets this. That's open doors. That's why he got to go from royal to royalties from his Netflix deal. Who on earth would listen to someone who's only got like two quite bad A-levels philosophizing about race and things like that and mental health if he didn't have His Royal Highness in front of his name, the Duke of Sussex? And another thing, one of these interviews saying, well, why don't you give up the title Duke of Sussex? Said, well, what difference would that make? The difference it would make, Harry, is that it would show that you're not an utter hypocrite. The difference it would make is that you'd be putting your money where your mouth is, yeah? The difference it would make is that you would actually perhaps show a modicum of sincerity when you rail against privilege. The difference it would make would be you could distance yourself from this institution that you decry for its toxicity, its institutional racism, it having been so grossly unjust to you, it having supposedly unfairly briefed the media against you, and on and on and on. That's the difference it would make. But, you know, he's so dim, he can't perceive any of this. Anyway, hats off to the ghostwriter for actually making it quite readable and rather enthralling in places. And that's one of the other lies. He said, you know, you can read my words. No, Harry, they're not your words. Perhaps a small bit of it are your words, but you will have related a few anecdotes to the ghostwriter. He'll decide, you know, this one is saleable, that one's quite bland, we'll sex this one up, we'll merge two things together, I'll rewrite it in better language, whatever. So even then, a little bit of Harry's voice is going to come through. But no, overall, this is not your words. I mean, someone who's known to be unscholarly, to have zero interest in literature, no, he would not have been able to produce such a gripping book. So not only did he get loads of money, he got access, you know, to meet the stars, to all the red carpet receptions, things like that. This media attention he supposedly hates, but he's like his mother before him. He's a media ho. He can't keep away from the media, not just reading it, but giving interviews for, you know, telephone number figures. His Instagram, his TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is, social media. I mean, I don't even look at it, but suddenly they've got their profile, their Archwell Foundation. Nobody would give him a second glance if he wasn't royal. So, is he so fundamentally stupid? He doesn't realize that's the only reason anybody's listening to him, which he claims is some sort of affliction, but he's not willing to cast off. He could have cured himself of this. If he doesn't want media invasion, fine. Put a sock in it. Shut up. Get your face off telly. We'll never hear from you again. There are other members of the royal family we hardly ever hear about. How about his uncle, Prince Edward? A bit lower down the chain, the line of succession, but we hardly hear anything from him. Loads of them. I mean, Prince William's godfather, ex-King Constantine of Greece, he just died yesterday at 82. Nobody heard from him in decades. You could live, if you want to live in obscurity, you can easily fade away into obscurity, but he doesn't. And that's the lying. Or does he even lie to himself? Is he that thick and deluded to say, I don't want media attention. So here I am in the media. Yep, another interview. Okay, what else is wrong with this? The whinge bag. And there he is at this age of 38, still whining. My room was smaller than my brother's room. I mean, get over it. You're 38. You're a soldier, the hard man. He says he lost all fear of death. Yeah, but he is scared of what, the media having a smaller room or something like that. He said from the age of 12, from his, you know, his mother, from his mother's death, he wasn't scared of death. So why is he so worried about assassination then? All right, he'd be worried about his wife and his children, but he claims to be fearless. Well, maybe not so fearless after all. I mean, what a wimp to be moaning about that. Get over yourself. And then he has the temerity to say he wants reconciliation. All right, how best to maximize the chances of reconciliation? Would it be to publish a book which is a broadside against your family, saying every insulting thing, whether true or untrue, you can possibly say, to break every confidence that ever reposed in you, to betray every secret you ever promised to keep, to tell all the most embarrassing things you possibly can about your family, to be as hurtful, to be as wounding as you possibly can to your father, your brother, your stepmother, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, and so on. My God. And obviously he was doing this when his grandfather was dying, when his grandmother was dying. It's just vile. So it really is stomach churning, the whole thing. And then he has a nerve. He's got the temerity to say that there needs to be an apology to him. For what? For what? I suppose for spoiling him. My God. Anyway, he's totally unappreciative of the good fortune which was conferred upon him. And he never apologizes, and yet he demands accountability. Well, accountability starts at home, Harry. Think of how you've hurt your family. Think of how you've really dragged the name of Windsor through the mud like never before. And then he takes no responsibility for his action. Yeah, his appalling behavior is everybody's fault except his own. And remember they told Meghan's dad not to speak to the media around the time of the marriage? How come they're speaking to the media? Why is it unacceptable for Meghan's dad, but not for Meghan and Harry? Well, you know, Meghan's dad is a private citizen. Prince Harry and Meghan, they're still not, actually. They still got the title Duke and Duchess. They're still somewhat in the royal family. There was some sort of protocol. They were supposed to comport themselves with a bare minimum of decorum. They don't even manage that. You know, they got all that taxpayers' money. I know they don't earn it anymore. But Meghan's dad, no, he didn't do that. He had to work for a living. He didn't make money just out of who his grandmother was. And so these broadsides against the royal family, they make this reconciliation impossible because of the toxicity of his behavior, because of being so offensive in print in a book that's published to millions. So Meghan's dad correctly said, everything they're doing is for money. I mean, spot on. It is. Who can dispute that? And if it's not for money, why don't you give it away to all these charities? Because on the dust jacket, the blurb, Harry, he has the audacity to say he's a humanitarian. All right, then. You're a multi-millionaire before this book came out. So far as I know, you never gave a penny to charity. You are that avaricious. You are that utterly selfish. Why don't you give every penny of this to a noble cause, to... How about, you know, Afghan orphans? You will have created a few of them, as you bragged, about 25 Afghans killed, many of them fathers, presumably. Or I don't know, whatever it is, disabled children, people who are dying of AIDS, any cause you want, any noble cause. But nuh-uh, they're not going to give a bean to the noble cause. They are that selfish and self-centered. Anyway, so he compares himself unfavorably to like two people or whatever. Four people, is it, higher up the chain of, well, line of succession. What about the billions below him? And so He is not one bit grateful for what he has received, despite being a charity worker, supposedly. He'll go take the photo opportunity, being adulated, being so saintly for showing up for 5 minutes and back to his 5-star hotel to go in a private jet back to his palace. But he doesn't feel sorry for these people he met through Santa Barbara in Lesotho, you know, HIV orphans and things like that, homeless people, disabled people. Anyway, and comparing, complaining, you know, as his wife did, we upset the hierarchy just by existing. Well, you know, royalty is a hierarchy. The whole thing is hierarchical. It's at the apex of a system of inequality. It is inegalitarian. How can it be any other way? We don't all get to be king. What do you expect? Are you that stupid? Anyway, William in this book says that, you know, Meghan is rude, abrasive and so on. Well, spot on. He was absolutely correct, the first to perceive it. And William and Kate, they're not obliged to like Meghan. Nobody is. He's not obliged to like other people. Harry certainly doesn't feel obliged to like the media, and he's not. Anyway, so this is from the guy who wants privacy, but, you know, demands media attention and indeed receives it. And they were assiduous leakers themselves. But Harry forgets, I mean, he's conveniently forgetting, lying, should I say. He had a very cooperative relationship with many major UK media outlets before he met Meghan, taking him all out to the pub, and a universally positive coverage for several years. Okay, he got himself into hot water. Wearing a swastika armband wasn't the smartest move, but I realise you have a right to make a fool of yourself at a party when you're 20. Or, you know, using racist language on video, that wasn't very smart from the Prince of Woke. What else did he do? Hello there from Austria. Hello from New Zealand. So he's so sanctimonious, so holier than thou on the whole politically correct issue these days. He was, whatever, chairman of the Commonwealth Foundation. If he finds the Commonwealth so racist, why didn't he sever all ties with that? I mean, my God, what else has he got wrong? So this really was a shag and tell story, and it was quite cringeworthy, parts of it. And then he comes out with these Californian truisms. I own my story. Who said you didn't? Well, you don't anymore because you sold it to the publishing house. You've sold the rights. Yeah. And this truism posing as a profundity. So if he wants to rebuild with his family, the relationship, trust. Trust is vital in any relationship, familial relationship, business relationship, romantic relationship, whatever, trust. And he's shattered that trust again and again and again. He's revealed the most private secrets. He might be lying. No doubt he is lying a bit. He's got some provable lies in it. But there's the unprovability of much of what was said behind closed doors and not recorded. But I mean, so much of it has really been excoriating against the royal family. And if so, coruscating against them, well, you can't expect them to like you. What did he think was the reactions going to be? Is he that idiotic? Perhaps he is that much of a moron. My God. So every unhelpful thing, to say the least, unhelpful. He said it. So you need a bit of secrecy. And talking about psychotropic drugs, lauding them, virtually recommending them. Oh, yeah, this is for the guy who campaigns for mental health. Yeah. Is abusing drugs good for your mental health, Harry? I mean, maybe he doesn't even know that. And maybe he took more drugs than we realize. Maybe he took stronger things like cocaine or heroin. I know he definitely took cocaine, but heroin, and maybe took cocaine rather more times than we're led to believe, which could have impacted his sanity in the longer term, impaired his judgment. He is in some ways mentally obtunded, and he can't really do the, actions have consequences equation. So there are going to be some grave repercussions from what he's doing. Well, it really is staggering. So he cares deeply about mental health. What about the mental health of his family? You know, it's a major stressor to think that a close blood relative is out there bad-mouthing you on television to the entire world. Think of the anguish. Think of the sense of hurt. So the angst that you've inflicted on them. I mean, he is despicable. So many lies claiming he didn't help in finding freedom, that book. Well, they definitely did, as they subsequently admitted, that he got an Xbox 4 years before they came out. All right, that's inconsequential. But a book of this importance with such a media magnitude ought to have had proper fact-checking, claiming that he was descended from Henry VI. No, he wasn't. Henry VI had a son, Edward of Westminster, but he had no grandchildren. Wouldn't have taken 10 seconds to verify that one. And he also got the number of generations wrong. Claiming he was at Eton when his grandmother, the Empress of India, died. Well, no, he was provably in Switzerland. Skiing at Closters. Now, you might say, well, what difference does it make? But doesn't underscore how you do get some things wrong. People make mistakes. You know, memory plays me false sometimes. I know that. So I couldn't swear to these things. But Harry is so conceited to say, well, if I remember it this way, then that's just as true as an objective fact. No, it doesn't. This is proves how he's lost touch with reality, that easily observable facts just don't count, don't matter. Whatever, if he makes stuff up, if he lies, well, that's true. And we just have to accept it. I suppose we're racist if we don't. Anyway, he's not given any real interviews. They've all been P-roller questions. You know, a couple of things slightly challenging by Tom Bradby, who didn't really follow them up. But Prince Harry, he really is the king of oversharers. And then he has the gall to say, I don't want to undermine the monarchy. No one's done more to undermine the monarchy than him. Anti-monarchists are rubbing their hands in glee. Okay, it's a respectable position to be an anti-monarchist. I perceive some logic and justice to that argument. But there's also, I suppose, it's really destroyed the idea that royals are special or somehow superhuman. They're not semi-divine. They're all too human, as Harry has pointed out. I remember in The Matters of King George, there's Dr. Willis, the psychiatrist, who says, you know, the state of kingship and the state of lunacy share a frontier. And he's proving it, although he's not quite a king, thank God. But, you know, it's long overdue. I've been saying this for a couple of years. Strip him of the titles. He doesn't have the integrity to renounce his titles because they say he can never be king. But, you know, there's a slim chance that will happen if Prince William and his children die suddenly. Prince Harry is the king. It's just a spectacle too horrible to even contemplate. So he's done more harm than anybody else towards the monarchy. He has trashed them and trashed them and trashed them. He's really the worst thing for the monarchy since Oliver Cromwell. What should the royal family do to stop him? And there's nothing they can do, really, because I think they just shouldn't. You can't come clean out of a mud fight, as I've said before. So not to engage in a slagging match, that'll just give it legs. Hopefully, you know, in a fortnight, it will have died down. And he's impliedly said at the end of this volume, there'll be more to come out. But what else is there left to say? Did you see the disclaimer of the book saying it was truth and not a factual? I don't remember that bit, but I mean, I don't doubt what you say is true, because so much of what he's saying is lying. Well, that is all there is. So, I mean, there are not that many lies in this book. Well, we call them mistakes. But if truth is so important to you, as he claims to be a real crusader for truth, you know, get it right. Double check things. I mean, it's only meant to be the best-selling book of 2023, but maybe we should put it on the fiction shelf. So much for self-help. But, you know, the therapist saying he should share this, I don't think so. He's clearly had an overdose of therapy. It's almost incomprehensible, this book in parts, because it's written in Californian. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.